Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so in about an hour, that's when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, will join us here on the show. And then an hour after that, that's when Laura Loomer is going to join us on the show. If you don't know who Laura Loomer is, well, you wait. You'll find out real quick. She is not afraid to punch back and to go after the other side and to go on offense. And has been an aggressive defender of President Donald J. Trump. Now, the critics of her would say, well, she goes after, you know, fellow Republicans a little too hard. Well, you know what? She's in Trump's corner. And if you're in Trump's corner, you're going to fight. Anybody you see is undermining, you know, President Trump. And so anyway, we're going to talk with her in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to take your phone calls, you know, when John's here in the 8 o'clock hour and when Laura Loomer's here on the 9 o'clock hour, although there's going to be a lot of people that are going to try to jump in on that conversation. So it's going to, but anytime we have somebody sidekicking with us, you know, I give my little remarks, the sidekick gives their little remark. I say sidekick, not, it's like a special guest more so than a sidekick, but they give their remarks and then, you know, and then you try to jump into a quick phone call. So it's going to have to be fast because people are going to want to hear what Laura Loomer has. They want to hear what you have to say, but it's got to be quick because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to talk with Laura Loomer. And then, of course, you know, we want to get the conversation going as well. By the way, she wants to come to Montana and go after John Tester and track him down and ask him the questions that the fake news media is unable, unwilling, or too afraid to ask this fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top John Tester. So, you know, John Tester won't come on shows like this and take your phone calls. He won't tell you where he's going to be and when he's going to be there because he's in hiding right now. And so Laura Loomer wants to go loomer him and track him down. And so anyway, if there's any folks or groups or organizations out there that can fly Loomer into Montana and help her get out there and track this phony down, well, we'll have to see how you can help her out. We'll have to make sure we ask her about that in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Or if we forget, I'll just shoot her a text after the show and see what we can do to support her. But anyway, here's the tweet that I sent out about an hour ago. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. Reminder, this phony John Tester, JT, celebrates when Hollywood celebrities move into Montana. But combat veterans coming home from the Middle East, he will trash you. And I pulled up the tweet from Senator John Tester from his official U.S. Senate Twitter account, March 2nd, 2015, when the news came out that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel were moving to Montana. He welcomed them. He welcomed them to Montana. But if you're a combat veteran, Purple Heart, Bronze Star for Valor, you're not welcome in Montana, according to JT, John Tester. I mean, just What a dirtbag move by this supposed dirt farmer, John Tester, who's probably sipping vodka cran at the bistro. Cacao right now.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Let's explore President Trump's pick of Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Sometimes a presidential candidate chooses a running mate for balance. Think of a young junior senator like Barack Obama, tapping one of the most experienced voices in the Senate, President Biden, in 2008. Or former President Trump with zero experience in government and then weak connections with conservatives and evangelicals. That's why Mr. Trump selected former Indiana governor and Congressman Mike Pence in 2016. In choosing Vance, the former president did not pursue balance. He went after likeness. Someone who is even to the right of former President Trump, someone opposed to foreign wars, someone with similar views on women's issues and abortion. In short, Mr. Trump tapped someone who over time morphed into pure MAGA. And Vance has only served in the Senate for a year and a half. He previously had no elective experience. And like so many other Republicans, Vance later embraced former President Trump after excoriating him for years. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine with widespread haze. By this afternoon, we'll have some showers and storms working in from the west, with high temperatures working up into the upper 70s for Bozeman, but approaching 90 for Billings. Then for tonight, a chance for storms in the evening, upper 40s for lows for Bozeman, but sticking closer to 60 for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Going fishing in Wisconsin? You can soon bring your firearm with you. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has long held a rule that banned anglers from carrying their guns, but the ordeal of defending that rule in court has convinced the department to have a change of heart. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed suit against Wisconsin on constitutional grounds, and then both parties agreed to drop both the lawsuit and the rule, bring people gone fishing to pack their firearms. However, it will still be illegal to use your firearm to kill fish. You must go fishing with rods and reels and the like. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin DNR says they haven't actually enforced the fisherman firearm ban since 2011, when the state changed laws about carrying concealed weapons. Currently, Wisconsin allows openly carrying with no permit and concealed carry with a permit. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, did I miss a story in the Fox News update? Did they have a story about the white guys for Harris? Nerds. The white guys for Harris. By the way, why is it all of a sudden okay to have a whites for anything group? Yeah, they had this white women for Kamala group now. They have this nerdy white guys, you know, white and nerdy for Kamala group now. Why is it all of a sudden okay to organize white folks? I mean, you could have a black group for this, a Hispanic group for that, whatever, right? But you may not have a white anything unless it's for crazy Kamala and her crazy policies. Tim and Savage messaged us, white dudes for Harris. Anyone who self-identifies as a dude ain't, is what Tim and Savage had to say. I think we've got the audio. I think we've got the audio because Tommy Lahren was on Fox and Friends first at like 3:55 this morning. I know I was up. And they played the audio of the white women for Harris organizer. It is the most embarrassing piece of audio you will hear all week. I mean, you're just like, wow. The guilt of this lady, the just pathetic drivel of this lady. Wait till you hear it. Let's go to your phone calls first, though. We got Logan in Roundup. Logan, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I just wanted to quickly say thank you for all you do, putting the truth out there, and I listen to you on Route every morning. But the reason for my call was, oh yeah, no problem. The reason for my call was, is that, recently Biden has been trying to get, a bill to pass for the No One Is Above the Law Act. And I've got two remarks I'd like to say on that. First off, I wonder if Biden has thought about how that might come back to bite him, considering all of the laws and constitutional laws that he has broken during his presidency. And then two, if Kathleen Kamala is supporting it because she wants to go after Trump or she wants to go after Biden. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, in a fair justice system where we actually had justice, that would be the natural response. Would be like, hey, Joe Biden, you know, this could bite you. Biden could bite you, right? Because you've now weaponized the government against your opponent. And man, if somebody else takes over, they could weaponize the government against you. Unfortunately, that never happens, right? Now, I'm not saying that the government should be weaponized against political opponents. What I'm saying is what you just said right here, which is
The government shouldn't be weaponized against political opponents, but criminals should be held accountable for criminal actions. And so Hillary Clinton, I mean, FBI director at the time, Comey, that crook Comey, he laid out the case on live TV of every law she broke and the fact that she broke laws big time. And then he explained why she wasn't going to be prosecuted. She should have been held accountable. What these guys do is they manufacture crimes. They come up with phony evidence and weaponize the government against their political opponents. We're not suggesting that the same should be done to them. But what we are saying is that, hey, like the point you made is that, okay, if no one should be above the law and even a president could be held accountable for breaking the law. Well, Joe Biden, you appear to have very clearly broken the law. You and your family and what you've done, taking money from China, et cetera. But my response to that, Logan, is that they're never going to be held accountable. They're going to get away with it just out of the appearance of going after your political opponent. It's just like, you know, Donald Trump never went after Hillary, even though he should have, frankly.
Well, he was the bigger man, definitely.
Yeah.
He lived by a biblical principle of turn the other cheek, which I commend him for, because that is presidential. But yet, we've got Steve Bannon sitting in prison right now for something that, and I can't remember his name, did the exact same thing. And
Holder, there's a million of them on the Democrat side that defied congressional subpoenas and get away with it. But yeah, Bannon's in prison.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not right. A weaponized justice system, justice. I mean, there's a reason why the statue is got a blindfold on. You know, Lady Justice is supposed to be blind, but apparently under the Democrats, she's got one eye peeking out of that blindfold.
Yeah, not only that, but takes the blindfold off and then goes and pulls a peaceful pro-life protester off the street and blindfolds them and throws them in the back of a van, right?
Yeah, or, you know, mothers on school boards or people that homeschool their children or anything like that. Yep, you're an instant target. But if you believe in radical democratic views and letting, you know, migrants pour over our border in the hundreds of thousands and millions and taking tax dollars from hardworking Americans, why then you can just go ahead and do whatever the heck you'd like.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, again, going back to John Tester, JT, here he was celebrating these Hollywood celebrities moving, you know, buying a big spread in Big Sky, but he attacks veterans who, you know, come home from the Middle East and start a successful business here in Montana. And in similar regard, here is John Tester attacking military veterans for, you know, coming home to Montana after serving their country overseas. But yet, have you heard him ever talk about all these illegal aliens that are getting arrested for crimes in Bozeman and Kalispell and all across the state? No, you don't, because he has welcomed them into this country while he trashes military veterans.
No, I absolutely agree with you. John Tester is a complete dirtbag, and he should probably clock in and do a regular 9-to-5 like all of us weirdos and see exactly what life is really like, because I'm pretty sure it looks a lot different from an ivory tower.
Yeah. No, well said. Hey, Logan, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. Quick break. I've got the Tommy Lahren audio next.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It seems like a million years ago, but there was a time when the fired FBI officials, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, were the hottest media story around. Their private texts were leaked, and they were involved in investigating Donald Trump. At the same time, while even using their government phones, were trading texts about how much they didn't like Trump, they didn't want him to be able to win, and that's a legitimate issue. Unfortunately for them, the texts also revealed that they were having an affair. And Trump would constantly mock them and calling them the love couple and things like that. And it is a legitimate issue. But they filed suit. And now the Biden DOJ has settled with them $1.2 million for Peter Strzok, $800,000 for Lisa Page. They say they're vindicated, but the rest of the world has moved on. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
As commodity prices continue to fall, many producers may face economic losses with less balance sheet resiliency. A study out from the Agricultural Economic Insights says recent loan data revealed that farmers utilized more non-real estate debt in early 2024. In the first quarter of this year, total non-real estate debt was 14% higher than last year. The report says non-real estate loans increased at the fastest rate in 5 decades. The last time non-farm real estate debt jumped so quickly was in the late 1970s. However, while the 15% increase is rare, increases of 10%, which are also large, have occurred quite frequently. With margin squeeze, producers are utilizing more non-real estate debt, especially operating loans. The group says while the upturn is noteworthy, the rise hasn't pushed overall debt to record levels. Non-real estate debt trended lower between 2019 and 2023. Higher debt levels will contribute to higher interest expenses as well. Speaking of operating expenses, USDA is estimating that the 2023 farm production expenditures in the U.S. were at $481.9 billion. That's up from $452 billion last year. On average, individual farms and ranches saw expenditures reach $255,000, up 12.4% from 2022. I'm Lane Northlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I thought there was a George Strait song that would go with this story here. You can find a George Strait song to go with anything. He's the king, isn't he, man? I tell you what, you can find a George Strait song to go with anything. The George Strait song that came to mind after I heard Tommy Lahren on Fox and Friends First at about 3:55 this morning was Famous Last Words of a Fool. You guys know that song, Famous Last Words of a Fool? Anyway, listen to this guy. Tim and Savage was telling us about the news story here where, you know, for Kamala Harris, they've got white dudes for Harris. And then they've got white women for Harris. See, it's okay to now be proud to be white as long as you are organizing for Kamala, for crazy Kamala's policies here. But the first guy that you're going to hear, you tell me if you're thinking the same thing. This guy sounds like he's on his deathbed. Oh, I'm just so happy to support Kamala. It sounds like the famous last words of a fool.
I accepted the invitation. I was brought to the party not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but because I'm a dude. I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
Oh, yeah. She... Was it just me? Or did that sound like the famous last words of a fool right there? Yeah, I'm for Harris. Screw your kids and grandkids. I'm gonna let Kamala keep screwing this country and ruining this country. Pardon my French here, but was it just me or did that sound like the famous last words of a fool? But wait till you hear the white women for Harris lady. I think that could be today's Oh for Pete's Sake moment.
The results or outcomes in elections to know that if white males would vote 1 to 2% more for Democrats than they usually do, then we win this race.
I'm a policy guy. I've never been totally comfortable with the truth that no matter how much you believe in your policies, so much of politics is just vibes. Having said that, the vibes right now are incredible.
Tommy Lahren is an Outkick.com host, and she joins us now. Tommy, that was a White Dudes for Harris campaign fundraiser. They raised $4 million. Identity politics targeting white men is not something you see very often, especially among the Democrat Party. What do you think about this? Well, the Democrats in the last several days have liked to use the term weird in some kind of a robotic synchronized theater. But if there's anything that's weird, I would imagine it would be sitting on a Zoom call, which really makes us harken back to the awful days of 2020 when everything was on a Zoom call. But beyond that, to separate your voters into buckets based on their race or based on their gender from a party that doesn't want this election to be about DEI and will get very angry if you call it or label it DEI when it comes to Kamala Harris in any way, is separating its voters into buckets on Zoom calls and labeling it by race and by gender. You know, I really can't think of anything more liberal leftist than that, but every day they surprise me with this Operation Coconut campaign.
If white dudes for Trump ever started a fundraiser for Republicans, it would be labeled a threat. Yep. To democracy.
Exactly.
There's the double standard. As difficult as it is to watch this next thing we're about to play, just take a look at one of the leaders for white women for Harris.
There's more.
BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals, or God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. Use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Wow. Did you hear that? Yeah, I know we got a few white ladies. Where are the white girls at? Did you hear that? We need to put our listening ears on, and we need to just listen. And we have things to learn, and we have things to unlearn. You privileged white women. You've had it so easy in life. You've had it all handed to you. You white women. Wow. Was that not the most pathetic thing you have heard? I know it's only 7:30 in the morning here, but where are the white girls at? I got to hear what you have to say about that one. Absolutely pathetic. Oh, by the way, the black men aren't buying this BS either. The black men that are supporting Donald J. Trump are not going back to Kamala because she happens to be a this or a that. They're voting for what's best for their kids, for their grandkids, for their pocketbooks, for their communities. I think we got that MSNBC clip as well, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris holds a rally in Atlanta today, her sixth trip to Georgia this year, the first since becoming a presidential candidate. Former President Trump says it'll be easier beating her than President Biden.
I always felt he was incompetent, but he had a certain base. And no matter how bad he was, people were going to vote for him. She doesn't have that base.
He was on the Ingram angle on Fox. Taylor Swift says she's in shock over a stabbing attack in Southport, England, at a children's dance class featuring her music. A third girl has died, five children and two adults are seriously wounded.
People are laying flowers at the scene this morning. This is eyewitness Colin Parry.
It was like a bomb had gone off, girls' bodies all over the place.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested. Police say they're still trying to establish the motive.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Team USA leads the Olympic medal count with 20 ahead of host France with 16. America's listening to Fox News.
Where are the white girls at? Where are they? They're at the George Strait concert. What do you think? Ah, that would make sense. George Strait, man, what a living legend. If you ain't loving, you ain't leaving living, according to that George Strait album. All right. So apparently that was Jeff Bridges. Was that that dude, the white dudes for Harris? Jeff Bridges? I'm with Kyle. Man, he is in some rough shape. What's up with that dude? Man, God, he said, yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, he told me, that's Jeff Bridges. Jeff, dude, I don't know what you've been doing in Livingston, but man, you are sounding rough, man. Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad. All right, we got to play the song now, right?
Last words of a fool.
What's that?
Famous last words of a fool.
can't put on with Cameron.
You won't break my heart, and I don't love you. Famous last words of a fool.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Is there nothing like driving across Montana and listening to George Strait? My goodness. All right. We better hold it there. I think it was the Jesse Waters clip from last night. Let me see if it's early on here. You know what? No, I want to cue it up in the right spot. So I'll get to that one here in just a second. I think it was from Jesse Waters' segment last night. But Jesse Waters had this. He featured a clip from MSNBC. And it was a brother interviewing four brothers, not brothers, but, you know, black guys, four brothers. And he asked him, he said, how many of you guys have friends that are brothers that are voting for Trump? And all four of them raised their hands. How many of you are these friends now going to change their vote back to Kamala because she's the presidential candidate? None of them. None of them are changing their vote to Kamala. Anyway, I'll cue that up for you here in just a second. But the dude sounded rough, right? Drugs are bad. Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't know what kind of pain that the dude is going through right now, Jeff Bridges. But I'll tell you what, Jeff, if you haven't heard of it, QC Kinetics can help you get over that pain. Maybe it's pain from arthritis, bone-on-bone constant pain. Maybe it's pain in your back, my hips, my knees. I'm telling you, whatever kind of pain you've got in your joints, they specialize in regenerative treatment without the drugs, and you can avoid surgery. What they do, they take the healing properties that are already in your body, they put them directly into those achy joints. So anyway, you don't have to be the dude. Any dude can call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation. 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263. Meantime, I'm going to go fill up my coffee cup. I need more coffee, don't I?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
A lot of people want to see economic growth get slower, which is pretty odd when you think about it. Economic growth is what supports things like job security and rising standards of living. What's bad about those? If you can forget about inflation, nothing's bad. But we can't forget about inflation, and that's supposed to be the main reason for cheering on slow growth. But the economy isn't playing along. Last week's news of an acceleration of overall growth in the second quarter stands as another narrative-defying upside surprise. That's egg on forecasters' faces, perhaps, but it's hard to see the bad in good economic news, especially when inflation continues to cool at the same time. But every piece of good news puts off the day when the Fed might start lowering interest rates, and that's the real reason why good growth makes many people frown. Lower rates grease the wheels for everything that uses borrowed money, and that's what makes many on Wall Street salivate. I'm Patrick Bucky.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. If you think we're having fun now, you just wait till the Joker gets here. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I was on the phone chatting with Laura Loomer yesterday. She's like, hey, just wanted to confirm I'm on the show with you tomorrow. I was like, heck yeah, of course you're on the show. She'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. But anyway, so I was like, yeah, and I'm going to have this kind of, you know, sidekick with me. He goes by. I was like, how do I describe the Joker from? I was like, yeah, this guy's a wild man. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer. He's, you know, got over 100,000 followers on X, and he's just a wild man. He's a joker. He's like you. He likes to punch back. He likes to fight back. Guerrilla warfare. So I was trying to think how we described this guy. She's like, okay, cool. Sounds good. Yeah. What's his handle on Twitter? Yeah, all right, let me send a tweet right now. There you go. So he'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. It's very early on in the clip here. Let me just play a brief portion of Jesse Waters' segment last night. He starts by sharing an MSNBC clip with these brothers. And when the guy on MSNBC asks these guys if they have friends, black guys, that are voting for Trump, you won't hear him say it, but they all raise their hands and say, yes, they all have friends that are voting for Donald J. Trump.
So is Kamala Harris making anyone change their votes? Black men said no.
How many of you know a black man who has expressed to you that they're committed to voting for Donald Trump? For the brothers who have told you that or said that to you, has the emergence of Kamala Harris changed that for those brothers?
No. Same new sales lady, same bad product. Voters aren't buying it. Let's hear from some white guys in Michigan.
Does Kamala Harris getting in the race change the equation at all for either of you?
Change it? It ruins it. If she gets in, we're done. So
done with what?
America's done for.
Yeah, well said there by the guys in Michigan. They must be auto workers because they saw what Joe Biden did to trash their auto worker union jobs. And they know that Kamala's even crazier than Joe Biden's been over the last 3 years. All right, let's jump right into it. We've got our friend Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana back with us here on the show. Henry, always great to have you on the program. How you been, my friend?
Oh, I'm excited to be here this morning, Aaron.
I'll bet you are, man. You've been a freedom fighter going back to the Reagan 80s when you were on the ground in Afghanistan and then, of course, a key leader in the Tea Party movement in the 2010s and in the Gallatin Valley. Now you're Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana and then also representing the AFP action side of the house. You guys have been knocking some doors out there, right?
Oh, we're all over the state. We've got people all over the state knocking doors, up to 370,000 contacts with voters around Montana. And that's excellent because all we need, Aaron, to win this U.S. Senate seat is 350,000 votes, and we have a clear path to victory in making Tim Shee the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate, confirming all of that which is good coming out of the White House. And at worst, a firewall strategy to protect all that which would be terrible. So we're very excited about this Senate race, and your listeners are being inundated with slick TV ads by Tester and his supporters. I want to talk about one of them this morning with you, if you don't mind.
Please go for it.
And that is an ad featuring Sam Lundgren. They finally had to ID this guy, Sam Lundgren, posing with his hunting gear on. He actually works for this group, this hunter and anglers group, which is a green decoy group, which you've written about
in the past. They're a Democrat front group, fake phony. They always lobby against access. An environmental wacko group, basically.
Exactly. And they contributed over $500,000 to the Libertarian Party in 2012 when Denny Rehberg challenged John Tester. So you see this guy out there supposedly hunting, rapping against Tim Sheehy. Well, you know what, man? During hunting season, no one knew Tim Sheehy was going to be the U.S. Senate candidate because it was likely a primary. This was filmed. This was staged. This was filmed recently as an attack ad against Tim Sheehy, claiming that he wants to transfer public, sell off, buy off public lands. Well, here's the truth of the matter. If Democrats were really supportive of maintaining public lands, they would be. Why do we see wildfires every summertime here in Montana without fail? Because radical environmentalists have tied up timber sales with litigation for years in the state. So federal public lands are not properly managed. And while environmentalists do this and Tester remains silent about it, Tim Sheehy is flying skimmer planes throughout Montana trying to put out the wildfires just outside of Helena. In fact, they lost one of their employees at Bridger Aerospace, a woman, lost her life fighting to protect public and private property here in the state of Montana. So who really supports the idea, the concept of conserving our precious natural resources, our public and private lands? Is it Tim Sheehy, whose company he founded fighting wildfires that would create more carbon emissions to the environment and kill off wildlife and threaten private property? Or is it the McCoy organizations that Tester is aligned with who claim that they're for public lands when they see it burn every year. Many times out of control.
That phony group that you just mentioned, they tried to ban people from accessing Flathead Lake from Big Fork with motorboats. Can you imagine not being able to get your fishing boat on Flathead Lake from Big Fork because these so-called hunter-angler groups, when they're really just phony Democrat front groups, basically tried to get you to block you from doing that? Quick deal. The fallen firefighter pilot worked for a different company, was based out of Idaho, but Tim Sheehy knew her. In fact, he told me how they had coffee. I mean, he's friends with her. He's just described her as a remarkable pilot. And so, but
I stand to be corrected.
No, that's all right. I just want to put that out there. Good friends, nonetheless, you painted the perfect contrast here, because John Tester, remember, how do federal judges get put on the bench? Well, the president makes the nomination, but with the advice and consent of United States senators. So if there's a Democrat president, they look to the Democrat senator from that state to decide who they're going to make federal judges. The reason we have these wacko environmental activist liberal judges on the bench that are blocking timber sales, blocking forest health projects, is because of Democrat senators like John Tester who put these guys there in the first place.
Absolutely. That's why it's critical that we have that 51st vote in the U.S. Senate, because when that president makes his first call in office, they will call the Senate Majority Leader to start working on the confirmation of their cabinet and sub-cabinet positions, and down the road, the confirmation of the judicial appointees. So it is a critical position, and we are blessed and fortunate here in Montana with just a little over a million people and 750,000 voters to be able to determine who is in the majority in the U.S. Senate. What a great legacy we could pass on to our kids and grandkids if we chose to stand up and fight for what's right, vote for the right person. That's Tim Sheehy in this race, and actually get engaged with one of our team members all throughout the state of Montana. All you got to do is get a hold of us. You can give me a phone call at 406-581-5410. Gladly take your phone call if you want to get involved. You can get paid to do it. If you want a job or volunteer with us, we make calls on Thursdays. We get out on the doors on Saturdays all day long and throughout the week. So great opportunities to make a big difference in the state of Montana, because the only way we can effectively compete against the fundraising machine and the slick TV ads that Tester and his people are inundating us with is talking heart-to-heart, authentic conversations with real voters at the doors. That's how we crush them.
Oh, that's right. And you've built such a great team with AFP Montana. I just saw Josh Carl and Cody up in the Flathead. We did some events up there with them. What a great team you got there. And then we were at Fusion Fights in Great Falls Saturday night. Did an event at Tracy's in Great Falls Sunday morning with Luke and your team there. What a great crew. But you're right, Henry. It's like, you know, people can sit here and say, well, we endorse so-and-so. Yeah, well, are you hitting doors? Are you talking to people? Are you making phone calls? Because everybody wants to know what it's going to take to save this country. That's what it takes. Door-to-door, ground campaign, join this effort, right?
Absolutely, man. Heart-to-heart, real authentic conversations at the door. And tell people the truth about who Tim Sheehy is, how he wound up here in Montana after serving as a Navy SEAL since age 18 with his wife, a Marine, and raising their four kids, and started their company in their barn after they moved out of their tent here in Gallatin County.
It's an incredible story. Yes. Henry Kriegel, hold that thought. Got to take a quick break. We'll come back to you after this and then get to your phone calls. But, this segment sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Montana, and AFP Action.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fox News commentary.
I cannot overstate this next point. Please heed my warning. Mocking women for being childless cat ladies will backfire. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
For once, it's not just Donald Trump at the center of controversy this election cycle, but rather his running mate, J.D. Vance. Vance's 2021 comments on childless cat ladies have resurfaced, and regardless of the context or partial truth in those comments, it's not going over well. Trump needs support from women and independents, and as a woman, I can tell you referring to female voters as cat ladies or pointing out their lack of kids isn't going to do jack to win them over. Offending your potential voters over something as personal as maternal status is stupid. Remember in 2016 when Hillary called us deplorables? It didn't go over well. We dug in harder for Donald Trump, so this scenario is no different. The continued commentary on Kamala being dumb or DEI or a childless cat lady is going to make a martyr out of her and her entire campaign. Bad move. Stick to the issues that matter. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
You can start packing.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, quick few minutes left here wrapping up this hour. Steve in Belgrade, stand by. We'll get to your phone call before we run out of time. Henry Kriegel, he's got AFP Action. That's the side that directly weighs in on the political campaigns. They've been going door-to-door for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in the Senate race. And then Americans for Prosperity Montana, where they, you know, do more public policy engagement and things like that. Henry, it was really cool. I got back from our big trip to the Flathead and Great Falls, and I actually had a big pro Tim Sheehy flyer on my door, and it was from AFP Action. So, you know, I got to see it firsthand, what you guys are doing all across the state, and then right on my own door.
That's excellent. I wish they would have had a chance to talk with you and meet you. But, you know, this deal with the Bull Mountain mine shutdown and the bill that Senator Steve Daines has proposed, the Crow Revenue Act, is a great bill. It's being misconstrued, by the environmentalists who claim that this is a federal lands transfer. It is not. It is the conveyance of mineral rights from Signal Peak ultimately to the Crow. It benefits the Crow Nation. It benefits energy. It leads towards more energy independence here for the state of Montana. It's endorsed by the Crow Tribe. It's endorsed by the City of Roundup, Bighorn County Commission, Yellowstone County Commission, and Montana Association of Oil and Gas, of course, is behind it. Yellowstone County Commission is behind it. Man, it's got a lot of support. It is a good bill. It is an exchange of land and an exchange of mineral rights between the federal government and other interested parties. And it enables this mine to continue operation to produce clean coal and to yield revenue for the Crow Nation. It is a win-win deal, a great deal.
Yeah, and so the mine, the Signal Peak mine needs this this deal so they can stay up and running. Here we go again, the radical environmentalists trying to shut down jobs in our mining industry and also attacking the Crow Nation at the same time by opposing this. Henry Kriegel, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Aaron. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you too. And by the way, Henry didn't know this, but maybe I'll see if John Jackson can take a photo of my T-shirt here, because right now I've actually got my Montana Coal T-shirt on right now. He's taking a photo. All right, there we go. It's got a big old image of Montana, and then it's got coal written across it and an American flag on the right shoulder where it should be. And I picked that up at the Governor's Cup last week in the Flathead. Let's go to Steve in Belgrade. Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
I got a little notice here, Aaron, that I'd like to put out to people. I got this letter in the mail from Dr. Roger Canfield, who's head of the United States Intelligence Council, and he's informing people, there is a bill in Congress from Dan Newhouse, and it's called the Prohibition of Agricultural Land from People's Republic of China Act, H.R. 7892. But in 2010, Red China owned 14,000 acres of U.S. farmland. And as of today, according to this letter, they own 350,000 acres of United States farmland. And one of the things they bought up was 300 acres in, Grand Forks, North Dakota, next to our military base.
Mm-hmm.
And this base, according to Fox News, is home of American intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance.
And nuclear missile silos here in Montana. Yeah, and Steve, thanks for the call. Of course, we're out of time where we'd keep it going. But yeah, you remember, we passed a bill to do just that, block China from owning farmland in Montana. Already got it done. How come Tester hasn't delivered at the net? Hey, have you guys heard of Laura Loomer? We got loomered. Yeah, Laura Loomer, she was tracking down Liberal Senator John Tester on Capitol Hill. She found him, and then she sent out a tweet about it, and now she's going to join us right here on Montana Talks. That'll be coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks towards the end of the hour. Yeah, she included me and John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the same tweet. We're going to get loomered Tuesday's Montana Talks. Statewide, 9 to 10, right?